tore on teid kõiki näha ja meil tervitada. Täna hommikul meil on eri külaline mees, kes on pärit Puerto Ricost, üles kasvanud New Yorkis ja elab juba viimased 12 aastat, 13 aastat, aeg läheb nii kiiresti, 13 aastat juba Tallinnas Eestis. Miguel Zayas leidis siit Eestimalt omale kauni abikaasa Mai ja me tahame täna hommiku teilt tervitada meie keskel siin. Ja olge head, kas te tohite, palun teid hetkeks tõusta ja me tahame teid tervitada. Miguel ja Mai juhivad kogudust Vinyardi kogudus siin Tallinnas, mis sai alguse Mustamäe linna kogudusest ja siia ma olen ikka Mustamäel ja paistab, et see nii läheb edasi ka. Ja seal on põnevad asjad juhtunud, nende kogudus on leidnud omale ka päris kodu, mis vajab veel üles ehitamist ja niukest kõpitsemist, aga koht on olemas ja lepingud on tehtud ja kindlasti lähimal ajal juba te jõuate ka sinna oma kogudusega, ka oma teenistusi pidama ja juba oma tööd edasi viima. Aga meil on hea meel teid täna hommikul tervitada meie keskel ja Miguel, welcome this morning to share with us and God bless you. Ja Riina Fedoseeva tuleb ja paneb selle meie eesti keelde. Miguel võiks seda teha küll juba ka eesti keeles, aga järgmine kord.
No pressure. Yeah. It's so good to be with you.
Väga hea meel, et ma saan olla siin.
Our service is in the afternoon. We start at 4:00.
Meie teenistused on pärast lõunal, me alustame kell 4.
So when our kids saw us getting ready this morning, their obvious question, where are you going?
Kui meie lapsed nägid, et me juba ennast valmis paneme, siis nad küsid, kuhu teie lähete?
And so we said, church. And they said, did times change? You know, what happened? we had to leave?
Kogudus, aga mis mõttes, kas kell on vale või kas me peame juba välja minema?
No, it's so good to be with you, though.
Aga tõesti hea meel on olla siin.
This year, it's only June, so we're 6 months into the year.
Alles juunikuu on praegu, nii et on aasta kuues kuu.
This year started as a very important year for me personally.
See tänavune aasta algas minu jaoks kohe väga tähtsa aasta.
This year, 2013, was 20 years of me being in ministry and 13 years of living in Estonia.
Aasta 2013 on nagu 2013, et 20 aastat olen ma olnud teenistuses ja 13 aastat olen olnud Eestis.
On January 4th, my birthday.
4. jaanuar on mu sünnipäev.
I signed a contract to buy a building for our church in Mustamäe.
Ma kirjutasin alla lepingule, et osta koguduse jaoks hoone Mustamäel.
In April, our church celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
Aprillis tähistasime koguduse 10. aastapäeva.
And so in my mind, when I started this year, many great things I was looking forward to.
Ja oma ettekujutuses ma väga ootasin seda aastat, sest oli palju suuri asju nagu sündimas.
And then on January the 19th, many things changed for me.
Ja siis 19. jaanuaril muutus minu jaoks väga palju.
Late in the evening, somewhere around 10:00.
Umbes 10 õhtul hilja.
I started to have a heart attack.
Ma tundsin, et ma saan südame rabanduse.
Through the night, I didn't know I was having a heart attack.
Öö jooksul ma ei teadnud, et ma saan südame rabanduse.
But I was very close to dying on January the 19th.
Aga 19. jaanuaril oli ma tegelikult väga lähedal surmale.
I had found out later that two of the main arteries that were supplying my heart were 100% closed.
Ma sain teada, et kaks arterit, mis mu südant verega varustasid, olid peaaegu 100% sulgunud.
The one that was still open was 80% closed.
Ja see, mis oli veel avatud, see oli 80% juba suletud.
And at about 3 or 4 in the morning.
Ja umbes kell 3 or 4 ajal hommikul.
My wife, Mai, got up.
Tõusis mu abikaasa Mai ülesse.
I was struggling with much pain.
Mul olid väga suured valud.
And she smelled death in the room.
Ja ta tundis nagu seal ruumis, seal toas surma lõhna.
And she began to pray.
Ja ta hakkas palvetama.
Pretty much at the same time, a friend who's in our church.
Ja umbes samal ajal üks meie koguduse sõpradest.
Got up.
Ka tõusis üles.
And he felt tremendous pressure on his chest.
Ta tundis oma rinnused väga tugevat nagu survet või rõhumist.
And he just knew he had to pray for me.
Ja ta teadis, et ta peab minu eest palvetama.
And he prayed.
Ja tema ka palvetas.
God in his goodness and his mercy and his grace, I survived the evening.
Tänu Jumala armule, headusele, ma elasin selle õhtu ja selle öö üle.
And then in the morning I just told my wife, I can't do this anymore, this hurts too much, we have to go to the hospital.
Ja hommikul ütlesin ma abikaasale, et ma rohkem ei suuda, me peame minema haiglasse.
We were driving into the city, she said, where do you want to go, which hospital?
Ja me sõitsime autoga linna ja ma abikaasa küsis mu käest, millises haiglasse tahad, et me läheme.
I really don't care, the first one we find, that's where I need to go.
Ja ma ütlesin, mul on üks kõik esimene, mis me leiame, sinna läheme.
So we went into Keskhaigla.
Me jõudsime Keskhaiglasse.
And at the registration I couldn't stand much, so Mai went to go talk to the registrar.
Ja ma ei suutnud seal registratuuri juures seista eriti, nii et Mai läks ja rääkis registratuuris.
The doctor said, or the nurse there said, well, let's just check him real quick, see what's wrong.
Ja õde ütles siis selle peale, et vaatame ta kiiresti üle, et mis siin viga võib olla.
The pain that I was feeling was on this side of my chest.
Ja valu ma tundsin siin pool rinnus.
And so the nurse said, well, it's probably just a nerve pain.
Ja õde ütles, et võib-olla see on mingi närvivalu.
You're Hispanic, and this is a very cold country, it's probably just a nerve thing.
Sul on sellist Hispaania verd, et jääd külmal maal, et sul on mingi närvivalu ja oled külmetanud ennast.
No, I've been here for 13 years, I grew up in New York, it's cold, I'm used to the cold, that's not it.
Ja ma ütlesin, et ei, see küll olla ei saa, ma olen juba 13 aastat siin elanud, ma olen New Yorkis üles kasvanud, et see külmetusest või küll olla ei saa.
She was gonna make us wait.
Aga ta tahtis meid panna ootama.
Which would have taken 2 or 3 hours waiting for to see a doctor.
Mis oleks tähendanud, et me oleksime 2 või 3 tundi pidanud arsti ootama.
But she said, you know, let's just take an EKG. Let's see what your heart looks like, just in case.
Aga siis ta ütles seda, et teeme ühe EKG, et vaatame, mis sul südames on.
And when she did, as soon as she took the reading and looked at the paper.
Ja nii peaaegu ta selle olid välja trükkinud ja vaatas seda paperit.
She didn't speak to us at this point anymore.
Siis ta enam ei kõnelen meiega.
She said, let's just go. And she moved us.
Ja ta ütles, et nüüd läheme ja võttis meid kaasa.
And we went right into the emergency room.
Ja me läksime kohe siis kui esmaabi tuppa.
And immediately they began to take off all my clothes and I could hear them saying, this can't be. He's too young. This is not possible.
Ja ta käskis mul siis riidest lahti võtta ja siis ütles, et see ei ole võimalik, et ta on liiga noor, et ta ei saa selline asja olla.
And I didn't they weren't telling me what was happening yet.
Aga nad mulle veel ei rääkinud selle hetkel, et mis toimus.
And then they finally came over and said, you're having a heart attack.
Ja lõpuks siis ütlesid mulle, et nii, et sul on nüüd südame rabandus.
And infarkt. I didn't know how to handle that. I don't know anybody who does know how to handle that.
Ja muidugi ma osan siis midagi teha, ma ei tea, kas keegi üldse sellest hetkel midagi teha oskab.
For the next 10 days I was in the intensive care at the hospital.
Järgmised 10 päeva ma olin siis nagu intensiivravi palatis.
And the doctors did an amazing job at saving my life.
Ja arstid said suurepärast hakkama sellega, et ma jäin ellu.
Along with the prayers of literally hundreds and possibly a few thousand people who were praying for me at that time.
Ja samal ajal ka siis sajad või isegi tuhanded inimesed palvetasid minu eest.
I appreciate your prayers, those of you who knew about what happened and were praying for me.
Ja ma väga hindan ka teie palved, kes te teadsite minu olukorrast ja palvetasite minu eest.
I've heard people say in the past, I felt the prayers of others carry them.
Ma olen varem kuulnud, kuidas inimesed on rääkinud, et teiste inimeste palved on neid nagu kandnud.
I can honestly say I felt that too.
Ma võin ka ausalt öelda, et ka mina tundsin seda.
I actually felt like I was being carried.
Ma lausa tundsin füüsiselt mind nagu kantakse.
It was those 10 days were the most humiliating days of my life.
Need 10 päeva minu elus olid kõige alandavamad päevad.
They were the most difficult days of my life.
Need kõige raskemad päevad mu elus.
But I learned something in that time.
Aga ma õppisin sellel ajal midagi.
That God is near.
Et Jumal on lähedal.
Even when we don't feel him, he is near.
Isegi kui me teda ei tunne, et ta on lähedal.
I had many different, very strange experiences in the hospital.
Ma elasin läbi väga mitmeid veidraid kogemusi haiglas.
And I can't get into all of them today.
Ja ma ei saa võib-olla kõigest nendest rääkida.
But this one I will.
Aga seda ma tahaks küll jagada teiega.
It was some in the evening, late in the evening one night.
See oli üks õhtu ja see oli õhtul hilja.
And I was attached to all the kind of machines you could be attached to, and I'm trying to find a place of rest.
Ma olin igasugused need masinad küljes, mida vähegi sai külge panna mulle, ma püüdsin kuidagi puhata.
And I leaned to one side.
Ja ma keerasin ühele küljele.
And what I felt was a very dark presence real close, right in my face.
Ja ma siis tol hetkel tundsin, et minu ees on mingi väga tugev tume jõud.
It was very uncomfortable.
See oli väga ebamugav.
But it was right here. I mean, as close as it could be.
Aga see oli nii lähedal, see oli nii lähedal, kui veel võimalik olla sai.
It was bothering so much that I tried to shift to the other side.
See oli niivõrd ebamugav, et ma püüdsin teisele küljele ennast nihutada.
And when I finally made it to the other side,
ja kui ma jõudsin teise külje keerata,
I didn't see this, but I felt another presence.
Aga ma ei näinud küll seda, aga ma tundsin ühte teist ligiolu.
And this presence was massive.
See oli võimas.
I had the sense that it was as tall as the ceiling.
Ma tundus, et see ligiolu, see oli nagu sama kõrge kui see lagi, kus ma olin.
But this was very different.
Aga see hoopis teine tunne.
It was light.
See oli nagu valgus.
It was bright.
See oli hele.
It wasn't heavy like this other thing.
See olnud raske nagu see teine.
It was something that I wanted to stay, a position I wanted to stay in.
See oli ligiolu, kus ma tahtsin nagu olla ja jääda sinna.
And every once in a while,
ja iga hetke,
no one was around me.
Kedagi seal ruumis ei olnud.
I would feel something strike my forehead, just rub my forehead, like it's going to be okay.
Ma tundsin, et keegi või miski nagu silitas mu otsa esist ja ütles mulle, et kõik saab korda.
I tell you this.
Miks ma seda räägin?
Not to feel bad for me that I had experienced this.
Mitte sellepärast, et te tunneksite mulle kaasa, et milline halb kogemus mul oli.
But because I have experienced how close God really is.
Vaid sellepärast, et ma olen kogenud, kui lähedal Jumal võib olla.
Life has this tendency of rubbing us to a point where we become numb to the presence and the person of God and spiritual reality.
Elus võib vahest olla niimoodi, et me lausa nagu kaotame selle tunde ära, kuidas Jumal võib olla meie lähedal.
But the spiritual reality is more real than the things that we see.
Aga vaimne reaalsus on tegelikult veelgi reaalsem kui see, mida oma silmaga näeme.
Whether you feel it,
kas sa tunned seda?
Or you don't feel it.
Või sa ei tunne seda?
God is real.
Jumal on reaalne.
The enemy is real.
Ka hingevaenlane on reaalne.
They exist.
Nad eksisteerivad.
Unfortunately, it took a pretty substantial experience in my life to shock me into this reality once again.
Aga kahjuks oli selleks vaja ühte sellist ebameeldivat kogemust elus, et ma saaksin nagu šoki läbi sellest aru järjekordselt.
But something changed in me.
Aga miski minu sees muutus.
And it's still changing me and I don't really understand all of the changes yet.
Ja ma tunnen, et see muutus veel kestab, sest ma ei saa kõigest veel täpselt aru, mis toimub.
But one of the things that it has done,
aga üks asi, mis on toimunud,
is that it has made me far more aware,
on see, et ma olen muutunud palju teadlikumaks
of the reality of the spiritual world.
Hingemaailm või vaimuliku maailma reaalsusest.
And it's made me a bit more focused.
Ja võib-olla ma olen rohkem keskendunud.
I like to do many things all at one time.
Ma olen inimene, kelle meeldib hästi palju asju korraga teha.
When Mai looks at my desk, she sees a mess.
Kui Mai vaatab minu kirjutuslauda, siis seal on üks suur segadus.
She is always asking me to clean my mess.
Ta alati ütleb mulle, et tee nüüd see laud korda.
But for me it's not a mess.
Minu jaoks ei ole segamini.
It's these little projects I have working on and I love being around this what looks like chaos, but in me it's like, oh, this is I like this. This is the way life needs to be.
See minu jaoks on see nagu nii peabki olema, need väikse projektid, mis parasjagu pooleli on, et see on minu väga väga mulle meeldib see.
But what it has done, this experience has helped focus my attention.
Aga see kogemus on aidanud mulle fokuseerida või keskenduda ja tähelepanelik olla.
And so for the next few minutes this morning,
järgnevad minutid täna hommikul,
I would like to talk with you
tahaksin teile kõneleda
about something that's becoming more and more real to me.
Milleski, mis minu jaoks on muutunud järjest rohkem reaalseks.
If we had to put a title, we would call it Naturally Supernatural.
Ja kui me paneksime sellele pealkirja, siis see nimi oleks loomulikult üleloomulik.
Because although we live in a natural world and we are natural human beings,
sest kuigi me elame loomulikus maailmas, meil on ka loomulikud ihud,
we exist in a very supernatural realm as well.
Me eksisteerime ka väga üleloomulikus maailmas.
And sometimes that tension is uncomfortable.
Ja vahete vahel on see pinge nagu ebamugav.
Have you ever prayed for someone and your mind was someplace else?
Kas on vahest olnud nii, et sa palvetad kellegi eest, aga sa mõtted on hoopis mujal?
Anybody?
On kellegi sellist kogemust olnud?
Am I the only one?
Okay,
we can be honest, this is called church, right?
Oleme ausad, sest me oleme kirikus.
Have you ever prayed for someone and the situation you were asked to pray for was way beyond anything you knew you could handle?
Kas sa oled palvetanud mingi olukorra ees, kui sa tunned, et see ole absoluutselt sinu kontrolli all?
When the person told you what it is they wanted prayer for, you thought, I hope God you hear me because I can't do anything.
Ja kui mingi keegi inimene on seetanud sulle, mis olukordal on ja sa ütled Jumalale, ma loodan, et sina saad sellega hakkama, sest mina ei saa.
And did you ever experience, when you honestly didn't know what to do, you prayed a God bless this person prayer because you couldn't help them?
Ja sa tunned nagu ausalt öeldes endale, et Jumal, mõtled, et Jumal õnnista seda inimest, sest mina ei saa teda aidata.
And then all of a sudden God does something.
Ja siis ühtäkki Jumal teeb midagi.
You weren't expecting it because you, Lord, just helped them.
Sest sina ei arvanud, et küll midagi juhtub, sest sa ütlesid, oh Jumal, lihtsalt aita teda.
But then all of a sudden God does something.
Siis ühtäkki Jumal teeb midagi.
Anybody ever experienced that? All of a sudden a person gets healed.
Järsku inimene saab terveks.
And you knew you weren't believing for their healing, you were just hoping that they would go away.
Tegelikult sina mõtlesid, et sa ei uskunud tema tervenemisse, mõtlesid, et lootsid, et ta lihtsalt läheb ära.
Am I the only one?
Kas ma olen ainuke, kes niimoodi on mõelnud?
Yeah, some of us. Or have you ever prayed for someone?
Või kas sa oled kunagi palvetanud kellegi eest?
And you are really believing God.
Ja sa tõeliselt usud ja sul on usku Jumalasse.
I mean, you knew that all the faith you had in you were being exercised at that moment. You knew it.
Sa teadsid, et kogu see usk, mis sinul on, kogu see usk oli nii öelda kasutusel sel hetkel.
And nothing changed.
Aga midagi ei muutu.
Matter of fact, it got worse.
Tegelikult läks siis hoopis hullemaks.
Some maybe have even died.
Mõned on isegi ära surnud.
And we're kind of stuck in the middle of a tension that exists.
Ja me oleme nagu selle pingel, see olukorra nagu vahepeal sinna kinni jäänud.
We know that the kingdom of God is here.
Me teame, et Jumala kuningriik on meie keskel.
Jesus said the kingdom of God is near you.
Jeesus ütles, et Jumala kuningriik on teie lähedal.
The kingdom of God has come.
Jumala kuningriik on tulnud.
And so we know that the kingdom of God is here and real.
Me teame, et Jumala riik on siin, et see on reaalne.
And sometimes we experience it.
Ja mõnikord me kogeme seda.
And sometimes we don't.
Ja mõnikord me ei tunne seda üldse.
Has that ever frustrated you before?
Kas see on palmistanud teile mõnikord uska?
Frustrates me all the time.
Ma kogen seda pidevalt.
God, why don't you just heal everybody I ever pray for?
Et Jumal, miks sa ei või kõiki neid inimesi terveks teha, kelle eest sina palvetan?
Why don't you just answer every prayer that we ever pray?
Miks sa ei võiks vastata igale palvele, mida me palvetame?
Life would be so much easier if you just did this all the time.
Elu oleks juba nii palju kergem, kui sa kogu aeg kõikidele meie palvetele vastaksid.
But it doesn't happen.
Aga see ei toimu nii.
We live in a tension.
Me elame ühes pinges.
Of what is called the now and the not yet.
Mida nimetatakse praegu ja me mitte veel.
The kingdom of God.
Jumala riik.
The now.
Mis on praegu.
And the not yet.
Ja mis pole veel siin.
And yet we, as all of us believers,
aga kõik meie, kes me oleme usklikud,
are in this thing called the kingdom of God,
oleme selles Jumala riigis,
to access all of its benefits all of the time.
Et saada kätte kõiki selle riigi nii-öelda hüvesid.
Let's open our Bibles to Mark.
Vaatame nüüd Markuse evangeeliumi piiblit.
Mark is one of my favorite books of the Gospels, of the four Gospels. It's my favorite.
Markuse evangeelium on üks minu lemmik evangeelium neljast.
And the reason is,
ja selle põhjuseks on see,
is that there is a sense of immediacy in the whole of the book.
et see kogu see raamat on nagu, et see toimuks nagu kohe.
Immediately something happens. At once something happens.
Et kõik toimub nagu kohe ja asjad ei võta nagu aega.
And it's even though it's the second of the Gospels, most scholars believe it's the first letter that was written to talk about Jesus's life.
Ja kuigi see on piilbist teine evangeelium, siis enamus õpetlasi usub, et see tegelikult kirjutati esimesena.
So I want to just read a couple of scriptures and make a few comments.
Ja ma tahaksin lugeda mõnda kirja kohta ja siis kommenteerida neid.
In Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1, we'll start from the beginning.
Alustame algusest Markus evangeeliumi esimene peatükk, esimene salm.
In the beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God.
Jeesuse Kristuse evangeeliumi algus.
Now, you have to think about this if you're a Jewish person reading this for the first time.
Ja kujutate, et sa oled nagu üks juudi rahvusest inimene, kes loeb seda esimest korda.
This is the first letter that we know of, that we have, of the gospel of Jesus' life.
See on esimene kiri, mis meil on Jeesuse elust, Jeesuse evangeelium.
This was the first letter that was being circulated.
Esimene kiri, mida hakati levitama.
And the first thing it says is, in the beginning of the story of Jesus.
Ja siin on öeldud, et on Jeesuse Kristuse evangeeliumi algus.
For the Jew,
juudi jaoks,
they would have immediately understood what Mark was saying.
Nemad oleksid kohe mõistnud, mida see tähendab.
He was making a direct connection to another place in the scripture where it says, in the beginning.
Tema nagu viitas teisele raamatule siin, nagu mis samamoodi algab ühe algusega.
Where do we know of another place in the Bible, in the Old Testament, I'll give you a hint, where it says, in the beginning.
Ingliskeeles on nagu natuke teistmoodi, aga alguses oli, et alguses Jumal tegi ja kuidas, kus ühes raamatus veel on, võin teile vihja anda, et alguses midagi juhtus.
Yeah, esimene Moosese raamat.
Esimene Moosese raamat. Right.
So all of a sudden the Jew understands, oh, we're talking about when God does things.
Ja juud saab kohe aru niimoodi, et see on see, kui Jumal midagi teeb.
The Jew would have understood, for most of us, we just read right over that and don't capture the fullness of this.
Enamus meist loeks sellest liibiseks üle lihtsalt, aga juud saaks kohe aru, mis see tähendab.
In the beginning, God created.
Alguses Jumal lõi.
Mark starts, this is the beginning of the good news about the Messiah, Jesus.
Ja Markus ütleb ka, Jeesuse Kristuse evangeeliumi algus.
He's talking about what God had done in Moses at the beginning.
Ta räägib sellest, mida Jumal oli teinud Moosesega alguses, Moosese raamatus.
And he brings it right into the present. He says, this is what Jesus is doing.
Ja ta toob selle paralleeli siia. See on see, mida Jeesus teeb.
This is the story of the Messiah.
See on Messia lugu.
The one that the Jews had been looking forward to.
See, keda juudid olid oodanud.
They had been waiting.
Nad olid oodanud.
Their history was all about the Messiah to come.
Nende kogu, nende ajalugu seisneb selles, et nad ootavad Messiast.
And Mark says it was Jesus.
Ja Markus ütleb, et see on Jeesus.
We see an immediate breaking in of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God made present all of a sudden.
Ja me näeme siin, kuidas Jumala riik kohe vahetult ja koheselt jõuab kohale siia.
Let's go down to verse 14.
Vaatame salmi 14.
After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. And he says, the time has come, the kingdom of God has come near, repent and believe the good news.
Aga pärast Johannese vangistamist tuli Jeesus Galileasse ja kuulutas evangeeliumi. Aeg on täis saanud ja Jumala riik on lähedal. Parandage meelt ja uskuge evangeeliumisse.
The time has come.
Aeg on täis.
The kingdom of God has come near.
Jumala riik on tulnud lähedale.
Repent and believe.
Parandage meelt ja uskuge.
And what happens right after this?
Ja mis juhtub kohe peale seda?
All of a sudden, some of the disciples start to get called.
Jeesus hakkab ühtäkki kutsuma jüngreid enda juurde.
Immediately they get up and they move and leave.
Nad tulevad kohe ja nad lahkuvad.
But when we talk about the kingdom of God,
ja kui me räägime Jumala riigist,
and we talk about being naturally supernatural,
ja selles, kuidas olla loomulikult üleloomulikud.
I would like to just mention this little part.
Tahaksin mainida lihtsalt seda väikest asja.
That the kingdom of God that I would like to express to you today is about the power of God.
On see, et Jumala riik tegelikult tähendab Jumala väge.
Because with the king comes the kingdom and all that the king has.
Sest koos kuningriga tuleb ka kuningas ja kõik, mis temal on.
So the kingdom is about the king.
Et kuningriik tähendab siis kuningat.
And everything he has.
Ja kõike, mis temal on.
Now the king is who? The father.
Kes on kuningas? Isa.
He is the one who breaks into our world.
Tema on see, kes murrab meie maailmas.
And
nagu
with him
ja koos temaga
comes his kingdom.
Tuleb ka tema riik.
It's about the king.
See lugu räägib siis kuningast.
And his kingdom.
Ja tema kuningriigist.
And what happens?
Ja mis siis juhtub?
The first thing that we see.
Esimene asi, mis me näeme.
Jesus goes to, in verse 21, he goes to Capernaum, and it was the Sabbath, he went to the synagogue, he began to teach.
Ja Jeesus läheb Kapernauma salmis 21 ja läheb synagogi ja hakkab õpetama.
Now the difference of now is that when Jesus was teaching, it seemed the people were shocked and amazed because this guy talked with one who had authority.
Ja inimesed olid hämmeldunud ja hämmastunud, kuidas see mees räägib nõnda, nagu tal oleks ka meelevald.
And then all of a sudden,
ja siis ühtäkki,
there was someone who was possessed and oppressed by the devil.
On keegi, kes on kurjade vaimude poolt vaevatud.
And what does Jesus do?
Ja mida Jeesus teeb?
He casts the thing out.
Ta ajab selle vaimu välja.
He says, be quiet and come out.
Ta ütleb talle, ole vait ja tule välja.
And what happens? The thing left.
Ja ta läkski minema.
And everyone was shocked and amazed.
Ja kõik olid hämmastunud, šokeeritud.
Because the words that he was speaking had something to it.
Sest need sõnad, mis ta rääkis, nendel oli ka mingisugune sisu.
Had authority.
Nendel oli meelevald.
Had something to what he was saying that was deeper and more real than everybody else who had been talking the same words.
Need samad sõnad, mida ka juba teised rääkisid, aga need olid palju sügavamad, palju tähendusrikkamad, palju tugevamad.
So when Jesus talks about the kingdom and when you read through the gospels and you see the kingdom of God being mentioned.
Ja kui te näete neid evangeeliumeid ja vaatate, kuidas Jeesus räägib seal Jumala riigist.
Pay attention.
Siis pöörake tähelepanu.
Because you see God doing something.
Sest siis te näete, kuidas Jumal midagi on tegemas seal.
How many of us would love to see and experience the power of God in our lives.
Kui paljud meist tahaksid kogeda Jumala väge oma elus?
Wouldn't the world be a very different place?
Kas meie maailm ei oleks siis hoopis teissugune paik?
Wouldn't it?
Kas ei oleks?
Wouldn't our church experiences be very different?
Kas meie koguduse või kiriku kogemus oleks hoopis teissugune siis?
As the power of God comes.
Kui Jumala vägi tuleb.
If you've ever been in that environment when he walks into a room, it's different. Everything begins to change.
Sest kui tema tuleb mingisugusesse ruumi, siis sa tunned, et kõik on teistmoodi, kõik muutub.
I love church.
Mulle meeldib väga kogudusesse.
It's what Jesus left us.
See on see, mis Jeesus meile jättis.
We are his body.
Me oleme tema ihu.
Called out from darkness, brought into light.
Kes on kutsutus pimedusest valgusesse.
And when we gather together, it is a beautiful expression of his kingdom.
Ja kui me saame kokku, siis see peaks olema üks imeline väljendus tema riigist.
Because we're all different.
Sest me te kõik oleme erinevad.
We all have different gifts.
Meil on erinevad annid.
We have different ways that God uses to express himself.
Meil on erinevad viisid, kuidas Jumal saab ennast meie läbi väljendada.
So I love the church.
Nüüd ma armastan kogudust.
I want to say that first. I love the church.
Tahan öelda seda tõesti välja, et ma armastan kogudust.
And at the same time,
aga samal ajal,
I'm frustrated with the church.
Ma olen ka kogudusega nagu mul on nagu frustreerunud sellest.
I am frustrated with the church.
Mul on täiesti frustratsioon, ma nagu
because I would love to see.
Sest ma tahan näha.
That when we come together.
Et kui me tuleme kokku.
His presence comes.
Siis tuleb ka tema ligiolu.
Now he is always here.
Tegelikult ta on alati siin.
Okay, so the Holy Spirit is here.
Püha Vaim on siin.
God is here. Because we are here.
Jumal on siin, sest meie oleme siin.
Scripture says where two or more come together, he is there.
Sest ka Piibel ütleb, et kus kaks või kolm on ühel meelel koos, seal on tema nende keskel.
But it is different.
Aga see on kuidagi teistmoodi.
When his presence comes in authority.
Kui tema ligiolu tuleb ühe meelevallaga.
I can speak from the Bible.
Ma võin rääkida kirjakohtadest.
I can read the scripture.
Ma võin lugeda neid.
And we can listen and, oh, that was nice.
Ja võime mõelda, oh, päris tore.
Wasn't he special?
Kas ta pole mitte tore?
But then there's another time when you read from the scripture.
Aga on mõni teine kord, kus sa loed kirjakohta.
And there's a weightiness to it. There's an authority. All of a sudden things change with what you just heard.
siis sa tunned, et sellel on mingi autoriteet, mingi meelevaldet ja kuidas asjad nagu hakkavad muutuma ümberringi.
And I would love
ja mulle väga meeldiks
that when the family comes together,
kui Jumala pere tuleb kokku,
that his presence is so real to us,
et tema ligiol oleks niivõrd reaalne meie jaoks,
that we would leave not the same.
Ja et me siis lahkuksime ja me oleksime muudetud.
We would be changed.
Et me oleksime, me saaksime muudetud.
That sick people would come and walk away healed.
Et kui tulevad haiged siis, nad lahkuvad siit tervetena.
That broken people would come and walk away healed.
Et murtud inimesed lahkuksid siit tervenenuna.
That broken marriages would be fixed.
Et purunenud abielud saaksid tervendatud.
That kids who ran away from their parents or rejected their parents come back home.
Ja need lapsed, kes on hüljand oma vanemad, tuleksid tagasi kodudesse.
That there's a sense of God's love among us that is attractive to the world around us.
Et see Jumala armastuse hõngaks meie keskel niivõrd ligi tõmbav maailmale, kes on meie ümber.
When the presence of God comes, things change.
Kui Jumala ligiolu tuleb, siis asjad muutuvad.
In Mark's chapter 1,
Markus evangeeliumi esimeses peatükis,
in verse 35, 36, and 37,
Salmides 35 kuni 37,
it was early in the morning and it was dark. Jesus went for a walk to go pray.
Oli vara hommik ja Jeesus läks tühja kohta palvetama.
And one of his disciples came to him and said, hey, everyone is looking for you.
Ja siis üks tema jüngritest jookseb tema juurde ja ütleb, et kõik otsivad sind.
So I'll ask a question.
Ma küsin teilt midagi.
Is everyone looking for you?
Kas kõik sind otsivad?
When people are going through difficulties in their life,
kui inimestel on elus rasked ajad,
are they thinking about you?
Kas nad mõtlevad siis sinu peale?
If I just call this person,
kui ma lihtsalt helistan kellelegi,
I know that they'll help me.
Siis ma tean, kui ma helistan just sellele inimesele,
I know that
tean,
they'll pray for me.
Tema aitab mind, ta palvetab mu eest.
I know that they will have words of comfort.
Ma tean, et ta lohutab mind.
I know that when they speak to me, something will change.
Ma tean, et kui tema mulle midagi ütleb, siis midagi muutub.
Are people asking that question about us?
Kas siis inimesed küsivad meie kohta samamoodi?
If I just call so and so, I know that they will help me.
Et kui ma nüüd temal helistan, ma tean, et tema kindlasti aitab mind.
See, many of us, maybe most of us,
võib-olla enamus meist,
wait for a feeling or some kind of knowing that God's going to do something before we do anything.
Me ootame Jumalalt mingisugust tunnet või tunnetust, kui me enne kui me midagi üldse tegema hakkame.
And when we don't need to wait for anything.
Ja aga teine kord me ei oota jälle midagi.
God has sent us.
Jumal on meid läkitanud.
He has sent all of us.
Ta on läkitanud meid kõiki.
Whether you know Jesus for 5 minutes,
kas sa tunned Jeesust ainult 5 minutit,
or 50 years,
või juba 50 aastat,
God can use you.
Jumal saab sind kasutada.
He wants to use you.
Ta tahab sind kasutada.
He's waiting for you to simply obey.
Ta lihtsalt ootab, et sa oleksid sõna kuulelik.
Be available to him.
Ole tema jaoks kätte saadav.
And obey whatever it is that he says.
Ja ole sõna kuulelik kõigele sellele, mis ta sulle ütleb.
Are people looking for us?
Kas inimesed otsivad meid?
Are people looking for us?
Kas nad otsivad meid?
Let's when we think about our everyday life.
Kui mõtleme oma igapäeva eludele.
Let's ask ourselves that question.
Siis küsime endalt selle küsimuse.
God, how can you use me today?
Jumal, kuidas sa saad täna mind tarvitada?
I'm at work.
Ma olen tööl.
I'm shopping.
Ma teen sisseoste.
I'm raising my kids.
Ma kasvatan oma lapsi.
I'm just at the beach.
Võib-olla olen lihtsalt rannas.
Hopefully we have many beach days this summer.
Oodame,
many beach days this summer.
Et see suvi saame palju käia rannas.
But wherever you are,
aga ükskõik, kus sa oled,
you can ask God,
sa võid paluda Jumalalt.
Is there anybody here,
kas on siin keegi,
that needs you,
kes sind vajab?
I guarantee you he'll show you.
Ma garanteerin, et ta näitab sellest inimest.
And then you get to see the kingdom of God come.
Ja siis sa saadki näha, kuidas sa jõuab kohale Jumala riik.
It's not up to you to heal a person.
See ei ole sinu töö, et see inimene terveks saaks.
It's not up to you to save a person.
See ei ole ka sinu töö, et keegi saaks päästetud.
There's nothing in us to heal anybody.
Meis enesest pole mingisugust väge, et kedagi
terveks
saha.
There's nothing in us to save anything.
Meis pole sedagi, et me saaks midagi päästa.
But what we do is we introduce people to the king.
Aga mis meie saame teha on see, et me tutvustame neid inimesi kuningale.
And we get to see the kingdom of God come.
Tutvustame kuningat neile ja me näeme, kuidas jõuab kohale Jumala riik.
I would challenge you this week.
Ja ma esitaks teile ühe väljakutse täna hommikul.
Is that this week you say, God, in the normal course of my day, show me someone who needs you.
Et Jumal näita mulle see nädal kedagi, kellele ma saaksin sinust rääkida.
In the course of 7 days.
Näiteks nende 7 päeva jooksul.
From this Sunday to next Sunday.
Sellest pühapäevast järgmise pühapäeva.
Try this.
Proovi seda lihtsalt.
Do this.
Tee seda.
Who, Lord? Who needs you?
Kes vajab sind, issand? Näita mulle, kes sind vajab.
I guarantee you he'll show you.
Ma garanteerin, et ta näitab teile.
And then that's where the biggest challenge begins.
Ja seal algabki meie kõige suurem väljakutse.
Will you simply obey?
Kas sa lihtsalt oled kuulelik?
Is your desire to see his kingdom greater than your fear of people?
Kas sinu igatsus näha Jumala riiki on suurem kui sinu inimese kartus?
Or your fear of failure?
Või sinu kartus läbi kukkuda?
I think often it is.
Ma arvan, et tihti peale see on nii.
And that's okay, we're human.
Ja see on ka okay, sest me oleme kõik inimesed.
Don't feel bad if God shows you and you just go, oh, I don't want to do that.
Ära tunne ennast halvasti, kui ütleb Jumal, kui me midagi näitab, et oi, ma nüüd ei tahaks seda teha.
Just repent.
Lihtsalt paranda meelt.
God, I'm sorry I missed you. Show me another one.
Ja ütled, Jumal, anna mulle andeks, et ma panin sinust mööda, näita mulle kedagi veel.
And if you don't know what to do or what to say or how to pray, don't worry about it. Holy Spirit, come do something, please.
Kui sa kutsu püha vaimu appi, kui sa ütled, et ma ei tea, mida öelda, ma ei tea, mida, kuidas selle inimesele läheneda.
You don't need a suit, a tie, a dress, a title, a collar, a robe to do this stuff.
Selleks, et seda kõike teha, ei ole sul vaja mingisugust rüüd, mingisugust kaelust, mingisugust kleiti, mingisugust ülikonda.
You have everything you need.
Sul on kõik, mis sul vaja on.
Because God is in you.
Sest Jumal on teie sees.
You can be naturally supernatural.
Sina võid olla ka loomulikult üleloomulik.
Is it okay if I pray for you?
Kas ma võin teie eest palvetada?
Lord, I pray.
Isa, ma palun.
For my family.
Oma pere eest.
I pray that your kingdom would come.
Palun, et sinu riik tuleks.
That people would experience your kingdom.
Et inimesed kogeksid sinu kuningriiki.
Holy Spirit, we ask you to come.
Püha vaim, me palume, et sina tuleksid.
We step out of the way.
Me tuleme sinu tee pealt ära. Eest.
And let you do what you want to do.
Laseme sul teha seda, mida sina tahad.
Holy Spirit, this week.
Püha vaim, sel nädalal.
Would you show us who needs you?
Näita meile kedagi, kes vajab sind.
Would you encourage us?
Julgusta meid.
To meet with those people, to speak with those people, to pray with those people.
Et me räägiksime nendega, et me palvetaksime nendega.
Lord, I pray that your breaking in of the kingdom would be experienced.
Ma palun, et me tunneksime, kogeksime seda, kuidas sinu riik tuleb ühte olukorda sisse.
That your gifts would be present.
Et sinu annid oleksid kasutusel.
That we would be able to walk in your kingdom.
Et me võiksime käia sinu riigis.
Introducing people to the king all day long.
Et tutvustades inimestele iga päev kuningat.
Lord, I thank you for this church.
Isa, ma tänan selle koguduse eest.
I ask you to bless these people, Lord.
Ma palun, et sina õnnistaksid neid.
That you would open up their minds, their hearts and their spirits to see the things that you see.
Ava nende mõtted, nende südamed, nendele asjadele, mida sina näed, issand.
To notice the people you are noticing.
Et nemad märkaksid neid inimesi, keda sina märkad.
To partner with you in your work.
Et nad saaksid sinuga kaastöölisteks.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen.